I just want to make, let's say, a point and go over what we did last week, because basically we said that the mitzvah of V'lachta B'drochav according to the Rambam is not limited to midos, the way the Ramban seems to, at least in the text of the Rambam, the way the Ramban seems to present it as Machlokas Kilu, Tigmor and Seita, and the Sifri and the Rama Paskinim, like the Sifri and the Baha'i Paskinim, like the Moshe, correct? And then we did something, and we pointed out that the four types of performances, of ways of doing mitzvahs, that the Rama quotes in Sherish Tess, okay, is that what you really have here, to some extent, is the possibility of doing it in one of two ways, okay? Either through, or being made 90, both of them, there's a pu'ula and there's a mitzvah. That's what Rambam says, because the mitzvah is shir tu'ah b'hem. And the way you tu'ah b'hem is through one of two options, or maybe for both of them together, correct? Okay. And then we added, okay, that even though the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, according to the Rambam, is called, even the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is called Deos, because we're talking about this Boimus and the Bria. But that's only the modus operandi, the way to get to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, after that, you have this tainug of the idea and a tremendous avo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of it. Okay. So, the next question you should ask yourself is, Lui Yitzur, a person can be enraptured with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without going through the steps of a Deya. Okay? What's the scoop? Is he carrying the mitzvah? Okay? Or, okay? And that's a very important question. And I want to tell you something. A priori, you would say, so what the heck, what difference does it make, right? You know, he's an absolute God, right? But if that's true, it becomes absolutely mad why the Rambam should set up Sherish Tess and talk about four different types of mitzvahs, and if she bechaloshem medaraisa, so much so that we suggested that if you had the same yinatera, and one is a pu'ula, and one is a deya, it's basically two mitzvahs. So basically, you know, in the mitzvah itself, there's something about a deya over here. Okay. So, I just a little strange. One could, the question is the argument that being enraptured with God is like these Rockefellers, and you know, say, oh, God, you know, man. And he really doesn't understand God without the day before, or that's also relevant. I mean, it's because he doesn't know who he's loving. It's like loving the wall, you know. It's I'm just not sure what the reason is, but it's clear to me that an ava which doesn't come from the daya, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Even though the mitzvah is the ava. Okay? And Lui Yitzur, you'd be metuya that you're Rachum V'chanun, but it wouldn't come through the mida and the pool. I don't know if you need both or whatever it is. That's not V'lachta B'drochav. Okay? So that's an amazing thing. Okay? So that, I just wanted to point out, just to give you the, you see, this goes beyond, you know, in yeshivas, they say over the Netziv, of a Hechsha Mitzvah Kosev Atera, okay? Okay. So, you know, you build the sukkah, whatever it is, okay, good. But, you know, this seems to be much more than that, but, you know, I'm not going to discuss the difference, but an Avas Hashem without the Deya is not Avas Hashem. Okay? Whatever reason it may be, because you can't imagine Shibichal Hashem in Sherish Test the way he presents it, unless it's a very important thing. Okay? Then, I like to point out to you, okay, that l'chera, what you're ending up in the midas of Halach the Bedrochov, okay. Now, you know, I'm going to do something very, very graphic, okay. You know, a person is struggling with his diet, okay? And he's not because, you know, he wants to lose weight, he's not interested in how he looks or what he looks or whatever it is. He wants to work on Midas HaTaiva. Okay? Okay, and I'm like, you don't find many people like that. Okay, he wants to work on Midas HaTaiva, okay? So, he was brought up, you know, with pizza and Coca-Cola and you know, all the different, you know, the potato chips and, you know, the ketchup, I don't know, whatever the guy does, okay? And marshmallows, whatever it is. So he's sitting at the table and he sees what's in front of the table and he clutches the two ends of the table and he's holding himself back and he just doesn't touch it and he's very successful, okay? Is he reached what's called the Velachta Bedrochov and Estapkus? Okay. So, L'cheira, since Velachta Bedrochov is not in the pool of Shia Toya Bohem, but the meter, correct? So, as long as he has the longing for the thing, he just is not there. Okay. Now, all I can say now, if we're being mashkiach before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, oy li yoy ma misa, oy li yoy ma din. But the emes is, this is the Rambam is saying in Perek Zayin Luchos Teshuva Aloch HaGimel, and you really don't understand what it means until this. Al Tema she ain't tshuva. Ela me'averis sheish b'hen ma'isa ha'gunz nus v'gezel u'geneva. Ela k'shem she'tzoruch odom lo shuv me'elu. Kach hu tzoruch l'chapes b'deiris royeris sheish loy. V'lo shuv min ha'kas u'min o'evo u'min ha'kino u'min ha'hitu u'midifas ha'momen. Okay, he's running after money. Redifas hamomon vakovod, redifas hamacholos. Oh, that's what it is. Redifas hamacholos. The West society is. Ukiyetz behem min akol tzoch lachzor b'tshuva. The elu avoynos koshin me'oson shiyesh behem ma'aser. Redifas hamomon, redifas hamacholos. Is an ein bohem ma'ase. The elu avoid is koshin me'oisin sheish bohem ma'ase. Okay. Shebizman she'odem nishka ve'elu koshu lifushman. That's why he's always holding onto the table and trying to control himself. V'chein omus. But I don't understand what it means. Kosher lifleish mehen. So what's the problem? That he's not running after taiva? Does he have to control himself? Doesn't think about it? Because l'chera, that's the midah. That's what I would assume. But then the Rambam is being very kind. He says, "Be'elu koshu hu lifrosh, shebizman she'odam nishka be'elu koshu lifrosh mehem." That it means he's not talking about the difficulty in running after the mammon. The difficulty is that what they say over. So he understands for Yisrael. They say over. The Rambam says it's easier to learn through the whole Shas. He's not talking about the Shas that they learned the Daf Yomi, than breaking one bad meter. But breaking one bad meter is not then. It's an amazing thing. It's not the conquering it that, you know, it's like not the marshmallow test where you see the children in the video and you know, he tried to hold himself back, okay? Didn't do anything. Okay? Now just, the point is very graphic. I'm sorry, I belabored it a little bit, but I don't think if I would have done it, you know, you would have gotten the point, but I think it's a very clear point. And once you say it, l'cheira, that's you have to say. But it's so counterintuitive, because I would tell you the guy that controls himself, you know, he did something. Okay? But I'm not sure he did anything. Okay? Next. Now, I just want to tell you something. That, you know, just an example of a mitzvah which is mikvah, because it happens to be two inyonim based on a pu'ula and a deya, or a midah, okay? And I'm going to suggest something. You know, I could, if you want, I could break it, maybe, okay? But it's certainly something to think about. If I asked you, you know, there's a mitzvah of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? Right? Is there a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Okay. Two separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. Mitzvah beis, I say beis, mitzvah say yud. So, you know, maybe the difference, I'm not saying that is the difference, is one is a deya and one is an amira. One is a mitzvah say shizman gromo and noshim tuhus mimena, kriyishma. One is a deya, which women, everyone's chayiv. You know, no one's going to say the women are chayiv in Yichud Hashem. Okay? So I'm not sure if this is correct. You know, I can break it and say maybe Kriyishma was three parishes, and maybe Mrs. Kriyishma is nothing to do with Yichud Hashem, which is to say the parishes, and what's the kavon? You have to, you know, you can go this way and that way, but a priori, it sounds like this might be an issue. Okay? Now, next, I just want to show you that it's probably the proper way to go to say that Volachta B'Durochov is not playing midos, okay? Because, you know, when you take on and you talk about a mitzvah from Avos Hashem, okay? You put it in days, okay? And you take on a mitzvah of Lachta Lach Kamoicha. What would you say that? So that the Ram clearly quotes as midos. And Sheshechem Lotzi Lachaveiroi, or the Rachmanus Utstoka. That's what he's referring to, okay? And this is the example that he uses in the beginning of Sherish Test, if you open it up. What's the example? Using the translation I have, v'chesed v'omroi v'achterech kamoicha. Okay, that's all very nice, correct? Right. So, isn't it isn't it interesting that, you know, if I would have picked a case to put a midah in the beginning of Sherish test, I would have picked Valach the Bedrachov. No? Okay. He doesn't pick Valach the Bedrachov. He picks Valach the Lach Kamoicha. Correct? So the answer is very simple. Because Valach the Lach Kamoicha is basically midas. And only midas. And it's in that category. You can't classify Valach the Bedrachov as midas, because also pulis, and what it's asher yitua bohem. Okay, and it can't be really two separate mitzvahs because there's no difference. It's not that kula is a mitzvah of to do with pulis. The whole mitzvah is yitua bohem. The same. You see, normally if you have two separate things, it makes into a separate inyan. Here it's the same inyan. The inyan is yitua bohem. So it could be that the Rambam picks the example of the halachta of v'ahavta l'ach kamocha, not halachta b'drocha, for this exact reason.
What does he mean by
stoker? No. Stoker is the way that he doesn't mean. You understand yourself. But stoker v'chesed, he's talking about the way you feel to the other person and a feeling of charity. Okay? And the truth is, I had a whole shiur, which I didn't say, which I can say. The question is, where do you draw the line between stoker and v'ahavta l'ach kamocha? There was one, remember I last forgot about two or three shurim, and I only said one? Okay. One of the shurim. And if you want, I can say it next week without a problem, and then I'll try to even spruce it up if you like, is where do you draw the line between stalker, a mitzvah of stalker, which the Ram calls Deim, see, because the Ram says, Mal b'sharumim, okay, is Deim achsor ha-sheyechsalai. And if you medayik in the Ramban, I'm not even sure, because he has a vav there, and you read, and how he says something, okay, a different vav that I was talking about the last time, and I'm not sure the Ramban doesn't put Mal b'sharumim on the Gemilas Chesed. Okay? Which I can say shiur about and discuss the issues involved, okay? But that's, last week I decided not to say the shiur, but, you know, whatever. But this stalker, the stalker the Ram's talking about over here is the Haftarach. It's the feeling, okay? The Hagosha. So, and so it really means. And I'll talk about this a little bit more. V'ahavta l'ach kamocha, if I take someone and sit him down, let's say giving a meal is v'ahavta l'ach kamocha, let's assume this for a moment, okay? If a person, you know, okay, or achnos zochim, or whatever it is, and I say, this guy, you know, what is it? I'm burning up about, you know, how it's not an expression of my avas hareya, of my achmonis, of my chemla, but I'm doing a pu'ula because that's what I was taught to do, okay? But I have no feeling about it, so I'm just not even sure at all whether I actually did anything. Okay? Again, I'm trying to, you know, to understand what's going on over here. Because, you know, before I said it, you look at me, you know, what's he talking about? But if you look at Cherish Tess, and you look at all this, you say, you know, that's what it is. Okay? Okay? And that's part of learning to to what you would have thought a priori is absurd and to see that it's not absurd. It might be absurd according to your own cognitive functions, but it doesn't mean that's tailored necessarily. Okay? Because of the mitzvah is the midah, this chemlosi and lachmanosi of that I have for myself, I should have for the other individual. And I don't have it. It's missing. Okay. Now we have that. Okay. Now, okay. I was asked, and as I said before the shiur, I said, I'm not sure if this is an Indian, but in Indian this year, I was asked, how does the whole issue of midah beinoness factor in to v'alachta b'drachav? And what is v'alachta b'drachav? What's the midah beinoness? What's going on here exactly? Okay? So, I'm just going to point out something which, you know, is... when you look at Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Ches, you do not see anything about midah beinoness. It's talking about the pulois and the midah ishiyah to Abraham, right? You wouldn't even know anything about midah beinoness, correct? When you look at Pirush HaMishnayos, the Hayinu Shmona Prakim, and you read about Chulei HaNefesh, okay, do you know that we're talking about Volach B'drachov, a person who's having internal fights in Chulei HaNefesh? That's Volach B'drachov? You said no, no, correct. Okay? However, when you come to the Minyan HaKotzer, the Rambam has a phrase, which we don't know what it means. Mitzvah ches in minyan hakotze. Lihidomois bidrochov hativim vahayishorim. Now it's a priori, it sounds very poetic. Hativim vahayishorim. Okay? That's what he says. Shenem avalachta bidrochov. So what? Hatevim Vayishorim. Okay. So the emes is, if you open up in Hilchos Deis, it's like this. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. And then we'll see Vav later, Vav Zan, okay? Shtek Tzavois, Halachot Yizu Mizu, Shebuchol Deya V'deya, Einon Derech Teva. The lights are going, okay? The two extremes are not a derech teva. The ein roi lo leches and lo lumoi lo lamdam la'atzmoi. V'chulei. The motzo tivoi noite le'achas mehen oi mucham le'achas mehen o shikva loma le'achas mehen v'noag yav ze'atzmo le'mutav v'yelich b'derech ha'tevim v'hi Haderech Hayishola. Okay. Let's see. Teva, Yishola. And he's talking about the middle of the road. Haderech Hayishola. He mida beinonis. Shebachol deya v'deya. Mikola deya sheish lo liyoza. V'yadeya sheilachoyki v'shteyach tzavois lichok shova. So it's very clear the Rambam that Yeshua and Teva is midah beinoness, correct? Then he says like this. If you had any doubt about this, now we go to Halacha Hey. Umitzuvin onu lo leches bedroch mo elu habeino nim vehein. Hadrochim, hatevim, v'hayishorim. Okay. No, if you have any doubts about it, shenema v'lach v'drochim. then that's Haloch Hey. Then Ram does the following. Haloch Avov, then all of a sudden, Rachum, Chanun, but you know, the whole presentation of the mitzvah Lachim Drochov is a presentation by Mida Beninus, which is an amazing thing when you compare it to Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? The Minyan HaKotzer usually goes to Sefer Mitzvahs. I'm not sure exactly what's going on over here, but he's copying the Lashon of the Minyan HaKotzer, and he says it's Mida Beninus, and there's no mention at this point of Mahu Nikorachum Afatayei Rachum. Okay, so this just for your, you know, if this is part of your question, you know, what? You know, Ilu, okay, Ilu Ibosel Mishul Zeh, even if I stop now, okay? Now, but let me continue. I have what to say, what I'm going to say, okay? You say, but the Yishom, the Derech, and the, you know, just the words are very important, correct? Now, Halacha Vav and Zayin. Kach Lomdu Beferish Mitzvah Zu, Kiyun is a Mesera, a Kabbalah, maybe a Pirish Mekubal, okay? Kach Lomdu Beferish Mitzvah Zu. Now he's quoting the Pirish Mekubal, which he has in Sefer Mitzvahs, which the whole Sefer Mitzvah is based on, correct? The whole Mitzvah Ches is based on this, and now all of a sudden, Kach Lomdu Beferish Mitzvah Zu. Mahu nikra chanun, afato heye chanun. Mahu nikra rachum, afato heye rachum. Mahu nikra kodesh, afato heye kodesh. V'aderech zu kor nevim, lokeil b'cholois in haknuyim. Erech apayim v'avcheset tzadik v'yosha tomim. Gibo v'chozok yoytze behem. Lodia, shehein hadrochim, shehein drochim, Tevim v'yishorim. Lehodia shehein drochim tevim v'yishorim. Isn't that an interesting phrase? V'chai v'olum lahanik asa b'hem l'dom v'se lo k'fi koichai. V'fi shashem v'sha'elu niko b'hen ha'yoytze v'hein ha'yoytze. And then he says, okay, if you had any suffix about the play over here, listen to this line, okay? So this one says, when you focus on the words, it becomes amazing, okay? Ulufi shashemus ha'elu niko ben ha'yoytze, okay? Behem, listen to this, haderech habeinonis, שאנו חיים ולכת פה, נקריס דרך זו, דרך השם. מי שלא מרבו מבינו, לבונוב, שנאמר כי ידעתי ושייצא ובאורך בדרך זו, מביטוי ובחול, אמר לה, נהי ועבור מרדו. Okay. So, it's a very strange thing. See, normally you would say it's the Pirush HaMakubo, it tacks something on. There's a Derech HaTov V'Yishara, which is called the Mina Beninus, and then, oops, there's something called Mahu Rachum and the Pirush HaMakubo. But come how the Pirush HaMakubo making it, it's not Stam, it's a Derech, it's an expanded definition of Derech HaTov V'Yishara, and somehow the Rachum and Chanun also go into Mida Beninus. That's what he did over here. It's an amazing thing. Okay? Like he turned Sefer Mitzvahs upside down. Because Sefer Mitzvahs presents the mitzvah as Shiatu Abraham. Or that the mitzvah is Lidamo Yiseilov Shiatu Abraham. Okay? And here the mitzvah is just the opposite. It's Derech HaTov Yishara, and through the Pirush HaMakubo, or this also becomes Mida Beninus. Correct? Okay, that's probably, you know what, that's an amazing thing. But just the comparison, even if I don't say anything, you know, just looking at this and looking at that, you couldn't imagine that even the same person got it. Okay.
I'm not getting it.
Is this everyone? You know, it's okay, but I'm here for you. Or is this, we okay? Good. Yeah.
And we want to emulate the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
See, I don't know what we want. We want Balachta B'Dorcho, okay? Balachta, the mitzvah, you see, you're coming from the Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvahs emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Why is that a steer? Why is that a steer to and assume, we make an assumption now that any midah the Kadosh was described as is Derech Beinonis. And then that then becomes one. I'm not getting it as two separate things.
Yeah, but it's not, you see.
No, of course.
You have to ask yourself how you started. Because then, even if you would do that, you would start emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does means, wouldn't you reverse the Seder of the whole Perek Aleph L'Chosdeis? Because the way the Rambam presents the Perek Aleph L'Chosdeis, it was the Drach and the Drach of that the Rochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, are Teva Yasha. Okay? And if he hadn't appeared in Makubo, Rachem B'Chanan would not have been included. And the
Pirushim.
Mahu Nikolachum Apatei Rachum. Kachlon Beferish Mitzvazu. Do you know anything of the worship of Nikko? Histapkus or not Histapkus or Kas and not Kas or this and that? That's about the minister of Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Saying it would have been limited to just those things, and that's it. What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying the words in Mishneh Torah seem to read that the mitzvah is basically Mida Beinonis, that's called the Derech HaTorah VaYosha, and the Pirush Mechubal tells you that those Kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are also Teva and Yishara, and they're also Beinonis. Okay, and the way. And we don't know per se that the mitzvah is to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it happens to be that that's a derech tov yishara, so we may listen to the mitzvah. Okay? Whereas, if you look at Sefer Mitzvahs, I get a different impression. I get that the mitzvah is to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to have the same toya, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is called, I should have that toya. And we didn't even know anything about Beinonis in Sefer Mitzvahs B'chol. It's a very, very different thing, I think. Okay. If I'm wrong, we think that I'm off, I'm ready to be corrected. But if you read the words, I never would have assumed that these are the same things. And, you know, I didn't want to belabor the point, but you asked me about this, and I said to myself, once you asked me the question, I decided, let me take this and just start reading the text and work and work and work. I said to myself, wow, something's going on here. Or something that I didn't expect is going on here. Okay? But say this, if it's unfair, I mean, I'm ready to retract. Okay, now.
Can you expand? Rachum is Beinonis because you're not too Rachum, not too little. Like,
I don't. I knew that was the next question, okay? But I can't say anything about it. Maybe it is true, maybe it's not true, okay? I can imagine it being true, but since I have no information about this, I can't say anything intelligent about it. I would assume what you're saying, once he says it's Beinonis, so Mamela, That's the scoop, okay? But there's no discussion about that. Okay? Okay? Isn't it? But it's okay. But now, one second, I'm finishing. No. And this is like, so then l'cheira, then we are the Lashon in Minyan HaKotzer is very meduyik. Hadochim ha'ishor v'batevim. Okay? But it's not the way you would have read the Sefer Mitzvahs proper, unless you were just trying to, you know, put two things together, you know, and the rough edges just, you know, smoother. Now, what he says, in the beginning, in the Protei Mitzvahs, the beginning of his days, is very, excuse me, palva, you know, it's non-committal. It's not Sefer Mitzvahs, but it's not committal exactly what it is, because he says, Lihidomois bedrochov. Doesn't say, Atzvevim vayisholim. We don't know what the drochov are. It's very non-committal. In the Minah Kotzah, drochov atzvevim vayisholim. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, Lidomos HaKodesh Baruch Hu. It's to be Mahu Nikra, Afatoyeh, Mahu the Poor, whatever, okay? See, I'm just not sure exactly, you see, if you take your thing too far and you apply the Gemara and Sotah to its logical extent, see, I just don't believe some would say that he's racing too much in Big Achilim, he's a problem of not need the Beininess. Or is Isaac too much in Chesed? You know. Yeah, I understand that. So I just say your question is certainly a question you should ask, but I'm afraid to touch it. Therefore, I didn't touch it. But since you mentioned it, I'm petrified by understanding what the Rama means in me the Beinonis. Okay. Therefore, I didn't touch it. Okay. Because I can't touch something which I'm petrified about, and I have no information about.
No more discussion about this anywhere else now?
I don't know. I know something. If I didn't say this, you wouldn't have, now you can start thinking about the issue, okay? All I wanted to tell you is you sent me the question this week, so this is the beginning of what I would say. Now you can start thinking, you might send me a few other questions also. But, you know, now at least you know what you're talking about. Yeah?
In the connection with
Larry's
question, by the
Erba
of the
Akoska. I know, Chesed, with the Ramu and the Buchim. I understand. That also came to my mind, okay? But I'm just afraid, okay? You want me to look at the Ramu and the Buchim and think about it in context? I know. The lights went up in my mind. Two lights went up in my mind, okay? One light is how serious this is Beinonis. And how does it reflect in Chesed Hu Ba'Achrisai in the Rambo and the Buch? I understand that. If you want, I can think about it, but I'm afraid. But if you tell me, I will. Blue Nether. Okay, I take the guy, I always say Blue Nether, because I'm not sure if, even if I do it, I want to speak about it. Okay, next. Now. Next point. Okay, now, the interesting thing is that the Pirushim HaKubal then is coming to explain that the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Beinonis, that which we call it, right? And everything is called Derech Hashem. Well, the fish Hashem was Elo Niko Behen Ayoitzer Behema Derech Habeinis Shorach Hayolach Niko Nikos Derech Zu Derech Hashem. So then, the term in the Protei Mitzvahs is the same. That's Drachov, but you know it's so ambiguous then we don't really know that this is what he might have in mind. Okay, now I'm going to do something which I'm just a little bit confused over here. Okay, when you talk about chilui nefoshes, okay, and you want to go to the doctor, okay, who's the doctor for chilui nefoshes? The Rambam says it's a chum, correct? Umayhi takonas chilui nefoshes yezer chumim shehein roifer nefoshes yirap chloim b'deis. Okay. See, however, when the Rambam talks about the midas sheyetuah b'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabboseinu are the Nevi'im. Okay? And I'm just going to ask this question. Do you call a person who basically has the midah beinonis that we know about, okay? That we know about in Shmona Prokim, okay? But lacks the Mahu Nikra Af Ato Heye, is that Chuli Nefesh? Or that he's not really Chuli Chvedeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay? When the Rambam's talking in Perek Beis, when he's talking about going to the Chomim, and the Chuli Nefesh, is also referring to this? And then, okay, then the Ram does something in Aruch Avov. He says, Aderech zu kol ha-nevi'im lakel b'chol oisan ha-kinuyim. Erech ha-paim v'av chesed tzadik v'yosha tomim gibor v'chozak li'yetzi v'hem. Okay. And kinuim o'chal Hashem. Kinuim o'chal Hashem in kilu k'sha'a divri ha-kredish, sha'a kisri ha-kredish, or mutal ha-chmoch, or whatever it is in the Rambam in Perek Vov, aloch rehei, v'yisrei le'terah, Shnai Kum Shemeshapchem Barakodesh Baruch Hu, okay? Okay? Dvorim, in the Kishma Per Gimel Okehei, Dvorim Shokho, Mutal Oma Melosh and Akkadesh, Bebeis Akisa, Hei Kluim, Kon Racham Bachan and Nehem, or Gates, but Mutal Oma Bebeis Akisa. But it's a discussion about talking about Anova, or about Mistapkus, okay, or issues that's their problems. Of a person makes a shivua in the Rambam Perek Beis, Mechel Shivua is Halacha Beis, Echor Anishva, or she's Biracha. B'shem miyuchar or be'echo mekinuyim going to nishra misha shmo chanun or misha shmo rachum or misha shmo erach apayim u'kiyetz mehem b'chol loshen how is this shmua gemura. But you're not going to say about shmo of the midah beinonis per se, that would not be a kinuy. Then when it comes to Mekalil, the Rambam has a broader thing, okay? V'yechad Mekalil Atzmoy, Oy Chaveiroy, Oy Nosi, Oy Dayin, Eino Loika Shikal B'Shemen HaShemois, Gogon Kor V'Rokim Hu, Oh, that's the Shem, Oh, bekinu mele knui golchanu bekane ukiyitz ben hoyu chayim kilo b'chol knuim kach in kileil b'chol loshin chayim shashemish kolim agoyim lakodesh baruch hu harihein k'chol knuim. Okay. So I remember, this is just an aside. On Moshe Troisky's Zechonu Livracha, when we were sitting and talking about this, he pointed out that his Elder Zayde used to take out, anytime you used the facilities, remove all the coins, because the problem, God we trust, and it's the problem of bringing it into the Beis Akise, okay? And he said that he's not clear that there's really any source for this, because the Rambam talks about Shemu Shemeshapchem Ben Shemechane Ben Esagoyim, he only talks about in terms of Kololo. When he talks about the Shemu Shemeshapchem Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only Nevi'im. Okay? I'm just using an example to show you something. Okay? So the Chayyim is talking about two different things. And the Nevi'im are the Bailam on this. In fact, that's what the Rav once said when we were learning. He said he once asked his father, Amrishin, my Salvechik, what is the tafkid of Nevi'im? Elu amitzus, ulamichin novi chadish novi shein novi shev chadish v'dov me'ato. They can't do anything, really. Okay. So he answered him that Nevi'im are Rabbeinu that teaches the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach kol, and that's the Rambam says, he opened the Rambam in Perek Avv Beis, and he says, oh, those state in Rambam, kach kol ha-Nevi'im. Okay. Ad kan shamati. Okay. So, just even before I get started, I'm wondering in Chili HaNefesh with Chachomim and where this, and this Nevi'im to me, I think is a double portion, that's the Moshe, I assume also. You're not talking about Nevi'im over here in terms of Chachmei HaMeseira, that the Ram says Nevi'im or the Baal HaMeseira for the first set of Beris, and they were, until Ezra. Every person in the link, according to the Rambam, was a Novi. And then Ezra changed, okay? Nosya Sanhedrin, Moshe Sanhedrin, okay? So you're talking about Novi, but then it's Novi. So then, I'm not sure, then I'll tell you the truth. This might be even going further. If you want, maybe I'll talk about it next week. I can't just leave it now, okay? I started thinking, and I wrote something on this, okay? I started thinking about the question, why is it not a problem of Noyev Chadish Boitova? Why is it that Nevi'im are Ki'il Rabbeinu in terms of Mahu Nikko Chanun? And Nikko, of course, how is he Nikko Chanun? If Joe Schmo in the street calls him some kinui, that's nothing. He's only Nikko Rachum Bechanan because the Nevi called him that. Okay. And once the Nevi calls us, that's Mechayim us and Melachim and Melachim to be like that. Okay. So the question is, okay, I have on this, okay. If you want, I was thinking this morning, I was just doing my own. So why isn't it a problem? Of any Noi Moshe
Rechadish. Nevi'im add to Moshe Rabbeinu's Kinuyim?
Yeah, the different ones.
That's right.
In fact, hello, if you want, I'll throw something at you. Okay. When the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were made tefillah, along with the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, whatever, Hokeo Hagodol Hagibor Hanoiro Ad Kan Shvocho Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. So they said Ad Kan Shvocho Shemoyse Shibach Hakodesh Baruch Hu. And it's very interesting that we only incorporate the Shmoneh Esrei, not necessarily all the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? If Sigmund and Yuma, Samach Zayin, Samach Ches, Samach Tes, something like that, okay? Omid Beis, not mistaken. Okay? That further confuses you, correct? But that was my point. Yeah, I understand that. That's what I said. But that's what you were confused about. That further, you know, it reinforces the point of your confusion. Okay? Okay, now, okay, so, you know, if you want, next week, I want to move a little bit more into this, okay? But I remember him saying that's what Father said, that Moshe said, and then, yeah, but, you know, so, but I'm just still wondering, so do you go to Chachamim when you want a deal and you want to work on Mahu Nikolachum Afoteirachum? Okay, fair, right. Is it called Chole Nefesh? No. Okay, so, if you want, now I'm going on. The Ramban. Vanira, b'chol ze, shekol eilu gmilas chasodim heim. U'b'chlal, v'yohafto l'reacha kamoicha heim nichnosim. B'chol shnisrav gmilas chesed, ben Giloy Meiz Mokesh Yisrael Bakum Mitzachasi Ligmo Chesed Imoch. So when he's saying Kol Elu Derech Agav, that was my question, is he referring back to Malbush Harumim, or is he only referring what's Kol Elu? How far is he going on this? Okay. If you want, that's a shiur in itself, but that's not what I'm talking about either now. Okay? Shekol eilu gemilas chasodim heim, ubichlal v'yoftarach kamoicha heim nichnosim, v'chosh nisravu gemilas hachesed, v'zokim v'filet v'chvoidoi, v'ven giloi, me'eza mokosh yisravu, akov mitzvah achasi, ligmo chesed im ha'ach. So even though the Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about Bika Cholim and Kfuas Mei separately, he's learning that the Pshat is that it's all B'chal, the Mitzvah Achtavach Kamoich, correct? So L'Cheira, see the Gemara has different things that in this one, Met, it's Zochem V'Chvoido Yimachayev, and there's different Ben Giloy in terms of because you get sick by going, you take away 1/6, Ben Gilo takes away 1/60th of the Chil, whatever that means, but it means the person chayiv to do chesed himself is nizik from it. Okay? So you could have said that since the different dinim, each one is a separate thing. This one, the Bika Cholim is in Vienizek, this one is Zochem Vienizek, they're all different dinim. But the Ramban, you don't get the impression you're Machalik at all. And I guess Bozev will even out there. I'm just a little bit confused. Or you can say that even though the Chiluki Dinim are maintained, but it's all under the same mitzvah. And the emes is the Ran is mashma, the Chiluki Dinim are maintained, but it all goes in the same mitzvah. And Tshuva Saran in Simen Ayin He. Ukvua Shi Mechalkim Neschesi, Yeshlo Yisran, Ukvua Shihi Mechlau Gemilis Chasodim, Yeshlo Yisran, Al Gemilis Chasodim Akril, the Hoaminim, Bavamit Beila Metzias. But even though it's nitnu yisrael, it's still b'chal. It can go either way, but you know it's a very interesting issue. Are the chilukei dinim on that? You could have said the chilukei dinim only by kvuas mes, not by bika cholim, and that's what the Ritva seems to say. In Chiddush HaRitva, in Bava Metzia Lamed Amud Beis. However, if you look in the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, these Chiluki Dinim are not found at all. Okay? Beseda. My question is like this. This is all very nice. Look at the Gemara Metzia. How you know that it's right? It's after Kamoicha, okay? So I would have said, Ramban is a very simple proof, which he doesn't quote, but, you know, L'cheira, it's a double push, you have to say like that. Why? Because the mom in Gittin, Samach Aleph, says, Mavakin Chol Yisrael, Chol Goyim Michol Yisrael. Right. And Menachem Chulin Aveli Achim Aveli Yisrael Mishu Davki Sholim. So what's Davki Sholim? So the answer is Vato Achim Eichon, and there's no mitzvah by Goyim. It's only Davki Sholim. Correct. That's Mamish very nice. That's the Ramban. That's what the Gemara Metzia is. But then you ask yourself another question. How can you do this? There's a Gemara in Seita that says Ma in Posit Aleches B'chol D'Rochov and quotes a whole discussion about Ma B'Shalumim and Kriva Mason and quotes about Kodesh Boch. And L'Chira, if you're talking about a Kodesh Boch in V'lachta B'Drochov, a difference between a Jew and a Gentile, Chas v'Sholem, and the Rambam himself is very clear about this in Hilchos Avodim and Hilchos Avodim, where he says, you know, the Avodim, you know yourself, the Avodim, there's no mitzvah after Achkamoich, it's not a chicha b'teru mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, at the end of Hilchos Avodim, he says, v'chein b'misod v'shal HaKodesh Baruch Hu, she'tzivon alidomus behem, ho'oy m'vachim o'chom ma'isav. So it's not even kol ma'isav, it's like everything. So there's an amazing thing going on here. You don't know how to deal with it. On one hand, the Ramban is certainly right, because understanding more Gittin. On the other hand, what do you do with the Gemara Seita? And how do you deal with it? Okay. And that is a major problem. And Mrs. Shem will pick this up next week, okay? Just thought, you know, instead of telling you, you know, if you want, I can tell you why I think of the Vim or the Bailim on this. You know, okay, maybe I'm correct or maybe I'm not correct. But this Kasha is definitely Kasha. That's all Chalabah.